Welcome to another segment with Dave and myself, and today, we are going to get technical. Now, you girly girls, I like you girly girls, I really do, because a lot of you are actually trying, you know, and you get the stuff done, like you're doing the bucket, and you say, I can't get it to work, and I said, what'd you do? And it's okay, and then you will go through it, and say, okay, did you remember plugging it into the wall? Anyway. Oh, I forgot all about that. I was so caught up in making the coil. And that's cool. That is so cool. And for you guys who are not experienced, you know, you guys are desk jobs or whatever, you're not really technical. And you guys are trying it too. This is so cool. It really is. Now, this is for the targeted individuals and for the rest of us who are being targeted or hit, whatever, and the rest of you who don't think you're being targeted, that's okay. Your time's coming. We'll wait when you come crawling through the door and saying, oh, shit, you were right. You know, anyway. Because I hear this all the time, you know. I haven't seen that. I feel great. And you're like, oh, man, I should have paid attention to you. You know, it's like, okay.
Well, that's just like any injury, right? You take things for granted. All of a sudden, you slept wrong, and then your neck is all stiff, and you're like, I didn't realize how important that was, you know?
Okay. See this? Oh, this is going to give you back your sleep. Where are my fucking maggots at? Where the hell they put them?
What are you looking for?
The bag of magnets. Oh, shit, where are they
going? Isn't there?
No. The power.
Oh, there's magnets right there.
No, not those. I had a bag. Did I leave them upstairs? Crap. Oh, well, we'll have to pause it and get it. Anyway, we're going to show you how to turn this into a weapon of mass relaxation.
I think you just titled it right there.
And see this here? Oh, this little fan of mine will block the frequencies, yeah.
You're going to release a Christmas album someday.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, right. That'll work. Oh, that guy can really sing. Yeah, it must be a blue beam hitting my head. Okay. See that little fan? Oh, baby. I'm going to show you how to do something with that. We probably did this once before, but I'm going to go over it again. That's got to be rattled. Where the hell did I put it? Okay. And this. What was the other one? That. There was a third thing I was going to do. Okay, that. I guess that was it. Okay, yeah. So basically, I wanted to show how we're... This is a mesh. And what we're going to... Yeah, I got to go get...
Metal mesh.
Yeah, I got to go get that back. Where the hell did I put it?
You mean metal mesh too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, metal mesh. Yeah. This is aluminum mesh you can buy at any hardware store. And what we're going to do with this is we're going to load this thing up with magnets. Okay? Then we're going to connect it to a power supply. That... These alligator clips, I got to go back and get, I forgot where, somehow I misplaced the bag of magnets and stuff, so we'll have to pause it and I'll have to go get them. And we're going to put this together, and then you're going to put this on top of your bed, and you're going to create a circuit where the flash unit with this power supply is going to pulse all night long. This is going to create a force field around you. Oh. And that force field is going to allow you to sleep again. And you're going to put a coil behind your head. I got to go get one of those too. We'll do that in a second. And you're going to put that under your pillow. And when you do this, you will put a field around you. Now, if you haven't put any kind of shielding in your bedroom, may not be a bad idea to consider that. Now, you don't have to use this material. You can also use this material as a shielding material. Put that all the way around your room if you want. Okay? Add magnets to it around the power supply. Guess what? You've got a Faraday cage plus. So anyway, Dave's gonna pause that. I gotta go back upstairs and bring this thing down, and so now we can get at this so we can show you guys who targeted individuals and others how to defend yourself. So we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. As you can see, we got just a simple screen.
Metal screen,
aluminum screen. In Canada, runs you about $28 for this. United States probably runs you about $12. The difference is, they rape us more here. That's just the nature of being in Canada. And if you're in Europe, it's probably going to cost you even more. But anyway, this is just a simple aluminum screen. And magnets. You can use the donuts. Dun-da-da. Or you can use squares. Okay, and Canadian Tire, I think $349, Prince's Auto, $4.49. Home Depot, $4.49 if you're in Canada. Canadian Tire is the only one that really sells these. I don't know why. Home Depot doesn't get them, and neither does Princess Auto. And I like Princess Auto too, but that's my go-to store. But Canada Tire, it used to be a go-to store, now it's Princess Auto, and I hate Princess Auto because you walk in there for one thing like this, and you come out with 25 different things. I think it's the blue beam hitting my head. That's what I'm going for. Anyway.
One of the rare times you'll get an erection, huh?
No. I get orgasmic, but not that way, though. That can cost you money. Alimony's a bitch.
That's some serious money, then.
Nope, it stays down. Dial Leroy. You know.
What'd you call him?
Leroy. Dial Leroy. You just get me in trouble. No.
Leroy.
Well, I can call him Willie.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes it's Willie.
That's
sometimes
amazing.
Somebody else.
I like Leroy. I don't think I've heard Leroy before. That's
Leroy, Willie. All kinds of names, you know.
Oh, shit.
Schlanger banger, whatever, that kind of thing. Anyway.
All right.
Back to this. Okay, so we got the magnets, okay? We're going to need flash units, okay? Auto shops in Michigan, they're about $6, $6.99.
What do you call it? Long life flasher?
Yeah. In Canada, $8.99. Again, be prepared to bend over, let the raking begin. So anyway, that's just the nature of the beast where you live. Now, if you're living in Europe, those things may cost you a little bit more, obviously because you pay more to live in Europe, because you're privileged to live in Europe, whereas we're privileged to live in Canada. And so because of these privileges, we have to pay more. It's just the way it works. Okay, so now, we're going to spread this. Now, this is about 4 feet, I believe. They even got a 5-footer. And all we're going to do, basically, is we're just going to put magnets across. Connected to the power supply. And the reason we're doing this is because a lot of you girly girls, which are, and again, I gotta commend you, you're trying, but then you get hung up on certain things like splicing and cutting or whatever. We're gonna start off with this. Okay, this is the power supply. This has got the little knob here, right? So you cut that off, so you know. Cut it off as close as you can, boom, it's done. See, we cut it off. Just circumcise the wire, okay? Just think of it that way. Okay, now. So, we just go around lightly putting a bite on the thing just so we can penetrate the wire so that we can just pull off. And as you can see now, we have two wires, okay? This is for all of you to understand this. We're splicing. This is called splicing. So we take this light little nib and just, see? And now we've got the bare wire here.
I never really used it, but a good one to mention might be there's a wire stripper that yep. is like an almost an automatic style.
Yeah, yeah, they've got.
It'll just put yeah. adequate amount of pressure.
Yeah, there you go. See, boom. Okay, that's just manual. Now, don't get frustrated if you don't get it right the first or second time, and you're down to here on the wire. Don't worry about it. It takes practice. Just so you know. Rome wasn't built in a day. Always remember that. Okay, Rome wasn't built in a day. Now, we're going to take any two. What I do is I just take these things off.
These are alligator clips?
Alligator clips. Again, I bought these at Princess Auto because Princess Auto's got a better deal on them, and they got one of the better alligator clips. Again, this is in Canada, the Princess Auto. So I'm not getting endorsed by these guys. It's just where I happen to shop because they got all the good stuff. Canadian Tire doesn't have alligator clips like this, and neither does Home Depot. So anyway, just put them in there like that.
And I'm sure there's even lots of tutorials on YouTube of how to put.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But you know how to strip wire, put alligator clips on.
So basically, crimp it here at the end so that it doesn't move, right? And then all you do is just fold it over.
This camera takes a while to focus.
So she's locked down. Make sure you got the just squeeze it in there. And that's done. See, she's not going nowhere. Now, again, if you got a better method, use it. You know, this is not the only method. You got a better way, do it better. You know, That's all I'm going to tell you on that. This is just for those of you who don't have all the elaborate fancy tools. Again, this is basically bare bones, bare ass, you know, things. So just because you don't have the high sophisticated Tim the Tool Allen tool kit, you know, like remember Tim Allen, the tool man? Yeah. Okay, well, if you don't have all that, don't worry about it. You don't need all that shit. Sometimes that's all overrated too. And sometimes the best technology is the old school stuff. You just crimp. See, she's tight, not going nowhere. Okay, we just fold it back over. Shit, like we knew what we were doing. And then just, you know, over here, we make the contact.
You're building rockets, Tony.
Building rockets, yeah. This is not rocket science, just so you know. And just get, and see, now give it a, look at that. Holy jumping, we're back in the set, look at that. See, you girly girls can do this. Now, if I can do it, you can do it. Now, all we do now is take some insulation tape. Hope we got enough. Oh, yeah, I've got another one here. Okay, cool. So take some insulation tape.
I was just about to ask if they're going to short circuit. So you're going to, is that what you're going to do, is tape them?
Tape them, so they insulate. See, you know. Now, what I do is I split them. See, we split them. Don't get any ideas, Dave. You already got two kids.
Shit.
Just imagine if your wife is seeing that one. What did he say?
This is
I keep telling you, lay off
this
that
is tea. This is an educational program and a half. Eh?
Yeah. Okay, I keep telling you, lay off that tee up. You'll have 99 babies and your wife will kill you. Anyway. All right, so we spread it. Okay. Put it in the middle, like that. Push down. So you got them separated. Boom. See? Separated. Okay, put a little divot there. And so go over again. And now we're just going to wrap them up. See, now they're going east and west or north and south, depending on how you want. And so the wires will never touch, never short. And I put that over there so that if you got to grab the wire while it's on, it minimizes any shocking. I mean, this is direct current, so it's not going to really, like, hurt you. Shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It's not enough there to really do much. I work with ignition coils. That'll jolt you. Ask me how I know. You accidentally touch one of those and while it's running, oh, ho, ho. All right, see there? Look at that. Like we knew what we were doing here. Okay. So now we got our T. See there? Look at that. North and south, east and west. And then just go here to reinforce it more. You know, all the way down. And look at that. Your power supply is done. Bingo. Just give it a tug. Look at that. Dun, ta da. See there? Done. So now, that's half the battle. Plug it in. And if you want to test it, you can very quickly. Let's see here. Let me open this one up. Just to give you an idea.
I guess just for liability, like this is DC power that you're working with, not AC.
Yeah, it goes into an AC plug, but it comes out DC, just so you know.
That's the transformer there.
Transformer, okay.
So that's not working with high voltage.
No, not high voltage. No, it's actually, I think this is a 24 volt, 6 amp. So you're approximately got, 124 watts or something like that. Okay, this is your flasher. Look, it's a flasher. Cut it. Pull it out. It's ready to go. I forgot to do is bring another freaking
item.
Oh yeah. Oh well. No. Okay. We'll do it this way. Aha. We'll do it this way. All right. This is basically a bipolar coil. Well, a bipolar coil is a pancake coil. So you're creating a pancake coil. What is that? Well, it's a pancake, right? It's just a round circular coil.
But it's a wire just wound up on itself?
Yeah, basically.
Like a spiral?
Just like a circle.
Yeah, okay.
So it's got about 88 turns. And what I did is I put some cardboard and the sawdust material, because when I was using it for something else, the wires with the coils would get hot. I got two magnets in here. I got microwave magnets in here. Those things are powerful. So you want to test this out, you can test this out real quick. So we've got a flasher here. Connect one into there.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at you, not okay. What you're doing.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, the other to the power. Feel the power. Okay, and then the other power, see, it's a circle. Okay. Let's see, where's the plug? Uh-huh. Okay, so where is the plug? You got one there? Is there one over here?
Yeah. You want me to get that?
Yeah, just plug it in. Okay, go ahead. Oh, should have worked, but it didn't work. You know why it didn't work?
The cord and plug in at the same time.
Yep.
There we go.
Aha, is that power? There's your power. That unit has a light. Now. Okay, we're not working. Why?
Oh, power's off again.
Oh, shit.
It should be fine there. Did this come undone?
There we go. There we go. You hear it?
Like a turn signal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is pulsing. We had a mag. Oh, yeah, we do.
You feel the pulse in your hands?
Yeah. See the magnet? Can you see the magnet moving a little bit?
I don't think it's detectable. Is it?
It's going up and down.
It's very.
Yeah, slight.
Slight. Yeah. Very slight.
But that's a pulse. Okay, so we know we got power. Okay, so we know that's working. Now we gotta get this baby to work. Oh. Okay, so this is out of the way. Just throw this stuff everywhere. That's out of the way.
So is this called a pancake? Like, is that part of the equation, or
yeah,
is that just for demonstration?
Yeah, both. Part of the equation and demonstration.
Oh.
You're going to put that under your pillow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, under your pillow. That's going to pulse. And what happens when it pulses? The nanotechnology disengages at night because you constantly are putting a pulse to it. Putting a magnetic field around it would have to be an extremely strong magnetic field, but it would then cause problems with you. But a slight pulse is all it takes to disengage the programming. Let me explain about nanotechnology really quick. Nanotechnology is a singularity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, separated by a nanosecond. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1. When you hit it with a pulse, it first wipes out the program. And if you hit it with a multiple pulse, which is what we're going to be doing, then what happens is the nanotechnology touches itself. All these particles are different sizes, different shapes, and different dimensions and on a nanoscale and separated by a nanosecond. When they touch each other, they go kablooey. You are now using nanotechnology against itself. That's how I discovered how to beat the thing. You know that song? Nanu, 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 hey, 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 goodbye. That's what we're doing here.
That's what they're singing. Damn it. I was always wondering what the words were to
that's
that song.
It. That's what they were singing. Nanu, nanu. Okay. So that's what they were singing. Now, this is not a cure. Let me emphasize this. We're not going to cure nano poisoning anytime soon. Not until those guys stop spraying. Not until they quit putting shit in our food like silica and nano silver. But we can reduce the effect and reduce the damage and the assembly in our bodies by using certain frequencies and fields. Now, another way to amplify this is to expose yourself to an infrared light while you're being pulsed. And that infrared will take that magnetic field 4 centimeters deep into your body, shutting off that program. I decided to use the terahertz frequencies in reverse. I'm not going to go into the terahertz range, but I am going into an EMF range where I can now use infrared aiming it at me while I'm being pulsed, allowing the pulsations to go deeper into my body. The stuff that comes out of me today is black, burnt, cooked. I have seen bots, I have seen implants, I have seen all kinds of wonderful shit come out of me, circuitry. Especially here, if you look here, looks like I've got a bit of a scar going on here, because there, what I've been pulling out has not been calcium deposits like they've been telling us, another line of bullshit. You've got circuitry going on right there.
I So that was your third eye, Tony.
That's what I mean. The third eye is being circuitized. It needs to control your third eye. So, now we're going to take the magnets. Dun-da-da. You don't need any glue. Let the magnet do the work. One. Be careful with a knife, too, because I did something stupid the other day. And now I got a black and blue finger. Uh-huh. So, now it doesn't matter which way you put the field. Doesn't matter at all. Just going to start putting them on. Now, we're going to design this so this goes all the way up your body. Now, when it gets to the heart area, you go around it. Don't put it directly on the heart. You go around it, go up.
People with pacemakers, should they watch out for this kind of thing?
It should be okay as long as there's not a direct... the pulse is not going to be that strong. They can try it. If they find that it's going to cause any kind of mayhem, discontinue.
Okay.
But it shouldn't. Okay, again, the key word here is shouldn't.
Just going to warn people where may be necessary.
Yeah, oh, you have to, for sure, for sure, for sure. Because you have to understand, you know you better than I know you. I'm on this side of the camera, so I'm just trying to give you, and this is for the general population, but if you do have a health issue going on that, again, requires you to pay attention to some of the things that we're showing you, you know, there you might have to go a different way or a different alternative, just so you know. Okay, so... another magnet. Like I knew what I was doing. Okay, so we'll go down. This would be down by the feet. Because mm-hmm. We're gonna put this down by the feet. Aha. Uh-huh. Now the magnets are the expensive, really. They're the big money ticket because you gotta buy so many of them. Now, if you can find a cheap place to get your magnets, there is a company called Apex Magnets online. They got magnets on sale. There's these guys here. This company here, when I open it up, they're pretty good too. They're a pretty good price. If you can get them cheaper somewhere else, if you find a better deal, by all means, get them better. If you're in the United States, I'm sure you'll probably find some kind of wholesale place that might be cheaper than what we get up here in Canada. Just to give you an example, the neodymes.
Will the neodymes, you know, are stronger the better kind of thing? Or?
You can do that if you can afford it.
Neodymium, yeah.
Okay, in Canada, these are $10 for three, unless they're on sale. Princess Olive's usually got the better sale on these things. In the United States, they're like $3 for three. That tells you the difference. So again, it all depends on your economics with these things.
Excuse me.
Okay. Hey, look, it's starting to develop here. Okay, so I'm gonna throw this over the.
I'm
going to
offer to help.
Man, this thing.
You want holes on them?
I'm going to throw this here. That's why everyone have a view of what we're doing.
So we're yep. gonna, yeah, that's pretty good.
We're going to go down the line. Now, whoa, more magnets. Now, I'm doing different magnets. I did it for a reason. You don't have to do it what I'm doing. You can use all the same type of magnet. If the donut magnets, are in your budget, use them. If the rectangular magnets are in your budget, use them. You know, if you need to buy circular magnets, by all means, use them. You know, little tiny ceramic magnets are the size of a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So, And before you know it, you'll have a magnetic personality. People will be attracted to you. You won't know why.
Look at that. That's a side effect, if side I ever heard of one.
Side effect of being around magnets. Yeah. Actually, I don't even have to do this. What am I doing? I just pull this apart.
I think you just like using that knife.
Yeah, that's what it is. My magic knife. It's, yeah, Hillman is another company. Down in the U.S., again, you buy the ceramic magnets for $1.25 in Canada, $3.49. So, welcome to Canada, eh? The land of the great techs. Where we make whiskey, sell it to America cheaper than we can buy it ourselves.
it's our way.
It's our way, yes. We won't feel normal unless we're screwing ourselves tech-wise. Okay, so as we get down here, okay, either way you go, okay, this is going to be where the feet are. The reason why I'm doing it that way is because we got the three magnets. Now, we're getting up to the head area here, and so I don't want anything near my heart. Okay, I like to have my heart working properly, and I really don't need to have my heart getting all knocked around. Because again, these magnets with this mesh, you put a pulse to it, will have a different effect. So, I'm going to go around. And leave that area open. So when I'm laying there, this is at my feet, this is going toward my head, I'm leaving that area open. Just so, you know, we're good. You don't want to wake up and all of a sudden, you know, my heart's out of my chest and it's attached to some piece of iron because it's magnetized. Hey, give me that back. No. Okay, so here we go. Hey, like I knew what I was doing there. Time that I got that pretty good. Aha! And last but not least, okay. So we got them on. So now we need to make this into a circuit. So what we're gonna do? Let's see here. Aha! We're gonna connect. Doesn't matter how you do it. Something. Oh, you know what? I forgot.
You got to get that in the circuit.
Yeah, so basically.
Oh, I see. So you need another wire.
Yeah, see, it's here clicking?
Yep.
Okay.
You've got the circuit.
Circuit's complete. Now, if we had a magnet, we could actually feel maybe a slight pulse here, but this is pulsing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I should have had another freaking wire. All you need really is.
So you've got your power supply, one end going here, yeah. And then it's coming through
to the coil,
which is by your head,
okay.
Which the coil from the head is then going to come through that.
See here, look, you see it sparking?
Uh-oh.
So, no, that's just a show that we're making contact.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, see? Well, this is now causing that mesh to
magnetize.
Not magnetize.
I'm sorry, to
Pulse.
Well,
that's on you while you're sleeping. Now, basically what you do is you would get another wire with an alligator clip here, just for those of you.
Right, right.
And just clip it on. Doesn't matter where you clip it. That creates a circuit in a series, a circle, series circuit. When you put that on your bed on top of your comforter or your blanket, and you got that on, initially you might find the body temperature go up a little bit. Do you have any aches or pains or anything in their body? You feel like somebody just, you know, beat you up, your back is killing you, your head, whatever. And you go under one of these things, it is a godsend. You wake up, is that what it feels like not to have pain? Now, at the same time, you are going to put this by your head. Now, you may need to, again, get another wire with an alligator clip because this might be too short. But for you know, example purposes, just for demonstration, we're showing you this, okay? Simple, just underneath the pillow, you will sleep so deep, okay? If you set the alarm or somebody's talking to you while you're still sleeping, you might think you're still dreaming. So some of you haven't dreamt in a long time. I'm one of those types, again, like you. I haven't dreamt in a long time. And, these are extra, okay. And so you'll find, you'll rest. This puts a barrier around you. Okay, a barrier around you. Okay. Now, you can take the same principle I just showed you here, and you can line your walls up all around and your ceiling. If you live in an apartment, you have to hit ceiling, walls, and floor. Now, what you can also do, let's say you've got a mattress, spring mattress that's got metal. You can connect that spring mattress as well into the circuit. It will, it too will pulse. And what happens is you got this on top and the spring on the bottom pulsing you. You have to wear a grounding strap. You have to make sure you have a direct ground. You have to wear a grounding strap because you're in between two fields, and if you don't have a place to discharge, you are going to be the capacitor that builds up the charge. As long as you have a grounding strap going out connected to a ground, it'll have somewhere to go. You will sleep like a baby. Okay.
So one or the other is fine without a grounding strap. If you're going to use the two, use the grounding strap.
Yeah.
But if you use the two, it's going to be more effective.
Yeah, I would probably say use the grounding strap anyway.
Okay.
Because you're putting this on you.
Okay.
You have to. I don't adhere to these guys saying the stuff is going through you. It's better that it goes through you and out than to keep on going inside you and building up and building up and watching your cells come undone because you're overloading the myelin and you're overloading the lipids around the cells. Better for it to go through you because you don't destroy nothing that way. It just goes through. It's like a trickle. Out it goes. And at the same time, you're getting the protection you need from the frequencies. Okay. Targeted individuals, this will be a big, big, big boon to you. You'll be able to at least rest a little bit, and some of the aches and pains from being hit with these frequencies are activating your mitochondria or destroying your mitochondria. This will give you a reprieve. We have no idea. This will give you peace of mind. You'll be able to sleep and go into a state of sleep where your body can start to regenerate again. This will help tremendously. You have no idea. No idea. What we're going to do, we're going to show you a demonstration. I built a chamber in my shop. I've got people sometimes that come in here because they're all stressed out or whatever, or they got pains. I put them in the chamber, into the chamber. And
oh yeah, you let people stay there to re-energize?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sometimes for an hour they come out feeling like brand new. I'm going to give you a peek view of what's going on. Let's see here. Let's go there. Disconnect this.
So, and this flasher, what's the significance again of the pulsing?
Well, the flasher is creating the pulse.
Right.
It's on and off.
Yeah, but what's.
When you pulse, you're creating a surge of energy to hit the nano. Okay, when it hits it, it's like a wave. Okay, so now you wipe it. You're wiping it clean. Putting it in the field won't necessarily do that.
I see.
It may, on some level, cause some disengagement. But as a whole, if you don't really hit it with a good charge or a good pulse, you may not get the best impact.
So like this is the disruptor in the whole.
Yeah.
Is the yeah.
Okay, so, let me see here. We can explain this real quick. So you can make this kind of room. And if you don't have a whole lot of money, you don't need a whole lot. Just be innovative. Find what axis is discharging. Look, this is, okay, for those of you, again, North America, United States, and Canada, you can buy this. This is basically a cooling padding. You can use chicken wire, okay? The things are big, the holes are big, but they still may work. You may have to overlap them, like.
Oh, need bigger magnets as well, so that obviously.
But also, yeah. But if say they can take that, but you see, the finer, the tighter the hole, the better it performs. So if you want to take that and do it twice, where you intersect it, so you cut the hole size in half, and then put your magnet, it may work. Like I said, just be a little innovative. Give me a second here.
This is where the magic happens.
Magic happens. Well, no, don't say that, because that costs me money. Okay. Just to give you an idea, just take a view from there, Dave.
Yep.
Okay. See here? The mesh is here. We got fans running on three sides. We got the shielding going. We got a bifilar coil. This is a bifilar coil, just so everybody can see. Okay, hold on, Dave.
Yep.
better?
I can still see it. In fact, that was okay because I could see the halo.
Okay. Now that's a bipolar cord. This is where we're going to see. It's just a pancake foil. Okay. Yeah. Use speaker wire to make it. It works really well. That hangs. It's got magnets. It creates a torsional field. You got insulation all around. The bed has it. You got another wire here connecting the circuitry with the spring. It's all connected. You've got the fans creating the toroidal field effect, and you are in a bubble. This is your grounding strap, where you wear on the ground, put it on your ankle, on your wrist, and now you're good to go. So this is a nice chamber. So if you got one of these in your office, okay. If you got one of these in your office, and let's say you're or in your shop, home, and you're getting hit heavily with the frequencies, you can go in that room for a short period of time and find any room you build, not my room, but any room, and you will find yourself getting relief. Okay, these are innovations that, again, I've developed. Again, talking to different people, coming up with different ideas. I collaborate with people all over the world, in Yugoslavia. Oh, shit.
Got caught?
Yeah.
Your zipper caught.
See, this is why we talk about costume money. How the hell did that happen?
Jeez. Yeah. She put a video together of bloopers.
Yeah.
This is...
Leave my thing alone here. See? But everyone's
like, I have no idea how that happened.
Yes. See, this thing's possessed. Okay.
I can unplug this?
Yeah. Okay, finally. All right. Be innovative. Okay, be innovative. Okay. These guys are playing for keeps. They're playing for your DNA. They're playing for your mitochondria. They're playing for your genetic code. This will go a long way in helping you, a lot of you, recover. You'll be able to sleep again. You'll be able to have less pain. Those of you who are targeted, just under the bed, under your pillow, you know, that pulsing, you will find so much relief. You may actually have peace of mind for a change because you're putting a magnetic barrier around your head, a slight one, and it will go a long way in reducing some of the assaults going on in your mind. I think we did show, didn't we show how to make this once, the fan?
The fan, yep, where we glued the magnets to it.
Okay. So this, again, those of you who live in Canada, Princess Auto, they actually had them on sale for $9, but they usually go for about $17. And those of you in the United States, shop around. I don't know where you would get these. Probably some electric shop, Amazon, eBay, whatever. But, I mean, they're a little cheaper in the U.S. I think they're about $12 or something like that. So, there you have it. All put together. Done. You can sleep. Pain relief. I mean, it's incredible. When you wear the grounding strap and you have this on, the pain in your body will subside. After about 5 minutes laying in bed, you all of a sudden will feel like there's relief. Now, initially when you get into it, you may find it has a certain sort of energizing effect. So you may not be able to fall asleep right away, but after a couple of days, it's amazing. Just amazing. So, and again, another means to help all of you get over some of the things that you might be dealing with. This can go a long way, like I said, in helping a lot of you. So, wear the yellow lenses. Some of you have floaters, and you'll find that if you wear the yellow lenses long enough, the floaters will let go all by themselves. Another means to help you heal. All right, make sure you're getting saturated fat in your diet. No omega-3. They cut that shit loose. It's garbage. The omega-3 causes the myelin to break down, causes the cells to break down. The saturated fat is what you need to keep things solid. Avoid the C60s. The hydrogen products are out there. Hydrogen in the system, when it gets hit with terahertz frequencies, the body's water is separated from the cells, releasing the hydrogen, which amplifies the terahertz, so your mitochondria gets more damage. So pay attention. When you hear products being sold today, how do these products respond with frequencies is the question you should be asking yourself. Okay? That's the question you should be asking yourself. Artificial intelligence is looking at again, studying you to death, so they can subjugate you and assimilate you. This is where we are born. We're here to assimilate you. That whole concept is a reality. Okay, so be aware of some of the shit being sold today, because it can hijack you by amplifying the frequencies you're already being hit with and make them even more potent. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Millennials, drop the damn phones. You are being turned into a mush head. You have no idea how the AI is just twiddling you around their fingers. You don't have to have the latest and greatest toy. You don't have to have the latest and greatest widget and gadget or the 5G device. Oh, pay attention to the Hopi prophecy. Man's house will kill him. Everything now is AI interface. Your machines, your washer, dryer, your stove, they talk to each other. They're talking to the hydro companies, your electrical companies. Your television will now talk to your radio. Your radio will talk to your thing. And, I don't know how many you heard last week or the week before, 29 scientists were killed by artificial intelligent bots that they were developing for warfare. And when they were started taking them apart, the fourth one was accessing a network in the satellite, figuring out ways to circumvent these scientists, in other words, to take them out, how it was able to augment itself to take it out. This is the reality we're dealing with. This is no longer some television sci-fi thing. The sci-fi was to destabilize you and disarm you. This is where we're at today. Pay attention. Look at the swarm that they're talking about. Little tiny robot will follow you because it's got your DNA signature. Pay attention. Pay attention. Don't get caught up on the toys. Oh, TV, ooh, you, AI, nano, ooh. Pay attention. You don't need directed energy weapons inside your home. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Anything else? Pay attention.
That's it, yeah. Hey, did you say pay attention?
Pay attention,
yeah,
yes. Okay. Pay attention, there we go. All right, till the next session from Dave and myself. To your health, have a good holiday. Take care.